Hey, Akron, it's Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, born and raised here in Akron, Ohio, over by the Rubber Bowl. I help podcasters. It's what I do. If you're looking to start a podcast, go over to School of Podcasting.com and use the coupon code Akron to save 20%. Now let's start the show. Welcome to the Akron Podcast for June 30th, 2022. Well, we're going to start off with some bad news. The city of Akron is canceling its annual Rib, White, and Blue Festival in the wake of protests following the fatal shooting of a black man by Akron police officers. Activists gathered in front of the Akron Police Department headquarters Thursday morning to protest the death of Jalen Walker, who was shot dead by police officers early Monday after a car chase. The protest disrupted traffic flow on South High Street after activists fanned out to block the road. And the city announced it would close the street until Tuesday. Obviously, you know, people are going to be upset about this, but it's what Mayor Horrigan, I believe, Horrigan said in a written release. This is courtesy of the Beacon Journal. The annual Rib Festival was slated to run Friday through Monday. It would have been the festival's first year back since COVID, but nope. Also, events at Lock 3 Park were canceled through the weekend. It's not immediately clear whether the city's planned holiday fireworks displays would proceed as scheduled Monday. Downtown Akron Partnership also posted on social media that it was postponing Thursday's events, including Happy Hour on Main, Pilates on the Plaza, and Line Dancing on the Plaza. All right, so now let's get back to this shooting. And what happened was, this was the third fatal shooting by a police officer in 6 months. Again, Jalen Walker, 25, was killed following a brief car chase that began in the city's North Hill neighborhood and ended in Firestone Park. Detailed information, including body camera footage, has yet to be released, and the Akron Police Department has declined answers too many questions. This is from the Beacon Journal. They basically said Walker died from multiple gunshot wounds and they ruled it a homicide. The department said officers attempted to pull Walker over around 12:30 Monday morning on East Talmadge Avenue in Akron's North Hill neighborhood. Police said Walker fled in his vehicle, leading officers on a chase down Route 8 southbound to Interstate 77 and the Firestone Park neighborhood. He allegedly fired a gun from his vehicle while police were in pursuit. And this is where I want to go. Where's the dash cam? Remember, we just paid for some cameras, neighborhood cameras. Maybe they're going to be used for this. He jumped out of his still-rolling vehicle in an East Wilbeth Road parking lot near the Bridgestone Americas campus and created a, in quotation marks, deadly threat, leading officers to use stun guns and then firearms. Multiple officers were on the scene at the time, and they've been put on administrative leave. Traffic cameras obtained by the Beacon Journal shows only one cruiser in pursuit when Walker gets on the Route 8 at Talmadge Avenue at 12:30. A second cruiser follows within seconds. As Walker passes Exchange Street, eight cruisers are now following him. And at 12:35, a camera at Interstate 77 and Archwood Avenue shows 10 cruisers following him, leading to the question, how many policemen does it take? Yeah, anyway, the video is from the Ohio Department of Transportation cameras and was obtained through a public records request. The records state Walker was found laying on his back and in handcuffs when a medical examiner investigator arrived at the shooting scene. He had been shot in the face, abdomen, and upper legs, according to the report. A weapon was recovered from his vehicle, and they have called in the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation to basically look into this. But interesting that there are a couple things. First of all, obviously, my condolences to the family. This does remind me of an old Chris Rock skit.
Have you ever been face to face with a police officer and wondered, Is he about to kick my ass? Well, wonder no more. If you follow these easy tips, you'll be fine. First, obey the law. Laws were made for a reason. Think of them as hints. You've heard people say, man, I wouldn't do that shit if I was you. Well, here's some of that shit. Carjacking, armed robbery, arson, selling drugs, buying drugs, stabbing, shooting. You know, you probably won't get your ass kicked if you just use common sense. We all know what happened to Rodney King. But Rodney wouldn't have got his ass kicked if he had just followed this simple tip. When you see flashing police lights in your mirror, stop immediately. Everybody knows, if the police have to come and get you, they're bringing an ass kicking with them.
Hey, let's move on to some happier, and this is really big news, like 27 foot big, and that is the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is in town. Today, as I record this, it'll be at the Oroville Firefighters Fire in the Sky celebration from 5 to 9 at 440 North Elm Street in Oroville. July 1st, it'll be at Bueller's Fresh Foods. That's at 7138 Fulton Drive in Northwest Canton. Saturday, July 2nd at Bueller's Fresh Foods from 9 to 12 at 4045 South Main Street. Sunday, July 3rd at the Freedom Festival. That is at 7777, and I'll have all the stuff out in the description in North Ridgeville. Monday, the 4th of July parade will be at 10 West Interstate in Bedford, Ohio. And I think that's about it. So if you've never seen the Wienermobile, check it out. Or as they say, catch up with them. Get it? A little pun there. Catch up with the Wienermobile. And again, I'll have links to this in the description. You know where to go, akronpodcast.com/events. What's going on? Well, tonight, August 13th, as I record this, Machine Gun Kelly and a whole bunch of people are at First Energy Stadium. Of course, right now at the Weathervane Playhouse, the play that goes wrong is playing. So you can check that out, check their website, or again, akronpodcast.com/events. That will be going on through the month. The Steep Canyon Rangers, that is the band that backs up Steve Martin when he plays the banjo, is out at the Kent Stage. Also at the Kent Stage, August 17th, Al Stewart. August 21st, also at the Kent Stage, The Wallflowers. At Blossom on August 23rd is Korn with Evanescence. And then, I never knew this existed, you can actually go see a concert at Put-in Bay. It's called The Bash on the Bay, Brad Paisley, Jake Owen, and Blanco Brown. That's August 24th. And then at Blossom Music Center, also on August 24th, Pitbull and Iggy Azalea. For more information, go to akronpodcast.com/events. Did you know that there's a Summit County bike share program? It's a free bicycle system with 8 locations across Akron and 2 in Barberton. It's now open for the 2022 season, which runs until November. Bicycles are available to borrow at these 8 locations. And again, I'll have this in the description. This actually came to us via the Akron Beacon Journal. There's going to be some at the Callis Tower at the Ohio Erie Canal Park, the Courtyard by Marriott in Akron, down in downtown Akron, Lock 3, the Richard Howe House on Exchange Street, the Summit Lake Community Center on Crozier Street, and Kenmore Boulevard, Maple Valley, and North Hill. The Barberton locations are the Lake Anna YMCA and the Barberton Public Library. And I'll have a link out in the description. So if you're looking to ride a bike around for a day, you can do that. And if you're wondering, like, what is this about? Well, the program, it's a collaborative effort of the Ohio and Erie Canal Coalition, Summit County Public Health, and the cities of Akron and Barberton. The Barberton Community Foundation, the Knight Foundation, and the Tuscarora Park Health and Wellness Foundation. The idea, the objective of the program is to encourage individuals to use bicycling as an alternative mode of transportation to visit attractions, commute to work, or enjoy a bike ride for pleasure or exercise. And again, I'll link to this out in the description. If you're listening to this on an app, just swipe up or down and you'll see it right there. I'll have a link. You got to be careful because that's not Smokey and it's not Yogi. There are black bears in Summit County, and it's deciding to hang around in Bathley and Copley townships. Bath police say the bear was spotted in Fort Island / Griffiths Park off Trunco Road. This was on Tuesday. It's also been spotted in Hudson Springs Park. And so basically, I know they're cute and they're cuddly and all that. They'll also rip off your face and fillet you alive with their really, really sharp fingernails. So stay away from the bear and just alert your local police. I normally don't talk about sports on this show. If you didn't know it, I know back in the 80s there was the USFL, and Fox Sports brought it back. There are a whopping 8 teams in the league, and for lack of a better phrase, the championship, because I don't want to say anything that rhymes with Nooper Bowl for USFL, is July 3rd down at the Hall of Fame Stadium. And as I click on the buy tickets for this, what are these going for? Because what's really, I feel bad for these guys that are playing, because they are literally playing to an empty, like very empty stadium. And this is like the playoffs. Tickets go up to $20, general admission. So if you want to watch some, well, the championship football down in Canton, I'll put a link out in the description, because this weekend is the championship for the USFL. Speaking of entertainment, next week at Blossom, Nick Cannon presents MTV Wild and Out Live. The Backstreet Boys. Yes, that's right. The Backstreet is back. July 6th at Blossom. Chris Stapleton and L. King will be at Blossom on July 7th. Big Time Rush with Dixie D'Amelio will be at Blossom on July 12th. The Doobie Brothers, Michael O'Donnell, and Dirty Dozen Brass Band will be at Blossom as well. And we'll round it off here on the July 12th. And I was like, really? And this is straight up legit. Todd Rundgren will be at the Kent Stage. And correct me if I'm wrong, the Kent Stage holds about 600 people. That is an intimate place. Now, if you're going to be buying tickets for these, can you do me a favor? Go out to AkronPodcast.com and use the buttons there. It helps support the show and it doesn't increase the price of your tickets. I hope you enjoyed this episode as we get ready to round out. First of all, where else are you going to find out about the Wienermobile being in town? But I have started this podcast. This is now my third time. I started it the first time. COVID shut it down. I waited a couple months. Everything looked good. Started it. COVID shut it down again. I came back, was ready to go. I had to take a trip for my job to Florida. And that's right. COVID shut me down for the better part of 2 weeks. I'm perfectly fine now. But if you wondered, like, hey, Dave came back and then he disappeared again, that's what was going on. I do hope to get this show up much more regular, but I do appreciate you listening. And if you enjoyed this, please tell a friend to go to AkronPodcast.com and subscribe and follow today. I hope you've enjoyed this Kardashian-free news report. I'm Dave Jackson, and our website is AkronPodcast.com. Can you do me a favor and just tell one friend about it today? And also, if you got some money jingling around, go over to AkronPodcast.com and click on the donate button. All amounts are deeply appreciated. And remember, A is for Akron.